Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Laquana, and I'm the fraud supervisor. May I please have the first and last name?
Wendy Price.
I do thank you for that. Okay, and can you verify the email address on the account for me?
863@gmail.com.
Okay, I do thank you for that. And I did locate an account for our meal plan app. Okay, and how may I assist you?
I want to get my money back. I entered a sweepstakes and having no idea, and I called the very next day and canceled it because I might have called the same day. I don't know, but I canceled it. And they told me they were going to give me a refund. I mean, I don't have money like that, just $50 to enter a contest. There was nowhere in there about charging $50 for that.
Yes, ma'am. I completely understand, but it looks as though when you completed that sweepstakes entry, you did go through a three-step verification process. So being that you went through that three-step verification process, we wouldn't be able to process a refund. You'd actually have to contact your bank or credit card company to see if they would be able to assist you.
I don't understand that. Because they told me on the phone when I canceled it that they were going to refund my money.
We offered you a discount. We offered you a discount. We didn't offer you a refund.
Yes, they did offer me a refund.
They told me our calls were recorded and monitored, ma'am, and I was able to listen to the call, and the representative offered you a discount, and you said no, you didn't want that discount. You wanted your account canceled.
I wanted my money back.
Yes, ma'am. And we wouldn't have been able...
I'm telling you, I'm going to do the CBS News or something because this shit is not right. I mean, I know it's not your fault and you're doing your job, but that's not right to do people like that. I don't have $50 just to throw away like that. Just to enter a sweepstakes, I mean, that's stupid.
Yes, ma'am, and I do
apologize.
That's
taking advantage of people.
But you can contact your bank to see if your bank would be able to assist you in recouping your funds.
Well, I guess I'll try that, but I'm telling y'all ain't heard the last from me.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to make sure everybody knows what y'all are doing.
Yes, ma'am. Well, your account is canceled, then you're not going to be charged anything.
I don't care. I need my damn $50 back.
Yes, ma'am. You'd have to go through your bank or your credit card company.
I'm going to see about that, but I'm telling you, y'all ain't heard the last of this.
Yes.
Bye.
Let me talk to him.
Hello.
This is her husband. You're going to give my goddamn money. Why? I'm going to tell you that. You ain't living for all.
I've spoke with the account holder, and I informed her what she would need to do.
Nah, you're speaking with her goddamn husband. I'm telling you right now, she's getting her goddamn money back. Y'all ain't living for her motherfucking ass off.
Well, she would have to go through her bank or her credit card company, sir.
No, whatever it is, she's going through y'all. Y'all boys got her goddamn money. You don't give it back to her.
I've already spoken with her, and I informed her of what she would need to do to get her money back.
So that's all she's got to do, go through her bank and get her money back.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'll tell you what, like you say, you ain't heard a lie from us.
Wow. You have a wonderful day, and I do thank you for coming.